know, that's what we got to do. We got to respond in game three and get the job done on our ice.
Eric, what have you seen these two games? How have they been able to have such an advantage shot-wise?
Well, I think our execution just needs to be better. We haven't moved the puck well. When we have the puck, we got to make plays that are there. And at times we're throwing it away or just not executing as well as we need to. And things are happening fast, but you gotta know what you're doing with the puck, and we can be better, and we will be in game three.
Is it their quickness that's been bothersome in these first two games?
I just think we can do a better job of moving the puck, and then having it and knowing the plays that are there, continuing responding in game three at home and on our ice.
Does it give you any solace that these were close games, even though the shots weren't close and you guys were a player too?
It doesn't matter. We're down two games, and now we get a chance to go into our building in game three. Regardless of shots, game, and everything, you lose, you win, that's the playoffs. So we've lost two in their building. Now we got to come back to our rink in front of our fans and respond in game three.
How hard is it to play in an atmosphere like this?
As hard as it is in our building, I mean, it's playoffs. I mean, it's it's fun. It's a great atmosphere. It's playoff hockey. It's competitive, and we got to answer back in game three in our rink and use our fans and our building to get some momentum for us.
The last couple of minutes, there were a couple of fights going on. Is that more just some frustration, or are you guys just trying to get some momentum, something going into game three?
Yeah, I mean, we're sticking up for each other, competing. We're going to be competitive. That's the playoffs. That's kind of, what can happen. But at the end of the day, we've lost two here, and our response is the biggest thing, is the key in game three.
Thanks, Eric.